This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We've got Mark and Rebel here from the 78ers. Now, I feel very humbled. So if someone doesn't know who the 78ers are, tell us, who are they? What did they do?
So we were the first ones to march back in 1978.
Wow.
Permit was given from Oxford Street to College Street. Then after that, we decided to go up William Street to King's Cross, where it all went bad, basically. And then some of us, like myself, ended up in the police station. I was pulling a policeman off a lady, a girl that was being pulled in to the paddy wagon with my straight school friend and I, and then all of a sudden we got pulled in the paddy wagon as well and ended up at Darlinghurst Police Station. As an underage kid at 16 and 8 months, I didn't go into the cell like the other 53 of them did, mainly females. I was put in the loading dock area where they did the paperwork and then realised we were underage, and then came and got my phone number for home, and then our family came and got us out. So my great aunt, my mother came and got us out and just laughed because they knew I was gay since I was 5, so I'm very gay friendly and still with us today. And
So you weren't forced out by the events?
No.
Because I imagine a lot of people probably were. Didn't they end up in the paper? Was that?
Yeah, what happened was there were 53 of them, mainly females, and addresses and their photos are on the front page of the paper the next day or the day after, and then they basically got pushed out of Sydney basically and lost their jobs. Then there were school teachers, advisors to ministers, healthcare, all that sort of thing. So a lot of them had to leave and move on to other states.
Mark, what about you? What got you involved in the 78ers?
I'm from Melbourne. I was involved with gay liberation in Melbourne before the first Sydney Mardi Gras, and when people from Melbourne went to Sydney and when they came back, a lot of them were traumatised and spoke with us. We helped organise one of the very first demonstrations against the arrests in Sydney here in Melbourne, and I was roped in to liaise with the police along with another chap who's no longer with us. We met with the police in Fitzroy, around the corner from Special Branch. The police were had an interesting name of Tricker. He said he'd walked from Russell Street, but we suspect it was Special Branch because we knew we were under surveillance at the time. The police here in Victoria were under said that they weren't anything like the New South Wales police, and they were trying to distance themselves from New South Wales. I went up to Sydney shortly afterwards for the conference, the National Homosexual Conference held in Sydney, where further arrests were made by the police, and they were actually quite brutal. I was told I was under arrest, but I managed to slip through the cordon. The chap next to me said that he was an innocent bystander, and they let him through a cordon as they were hauling people in the back of dibby vans. Rather quick thinkingly, I said, "Meet, I'm with him." They let me through as well. So I got away and ran from Oxford Square to Taylor Square to the Paddington Town Hall to talk to others, because it was a traumatic time. And yes, the New South Wales police were worse. I was thinking about it now, because New South Wales is bringing in more permits and more roles for police in permitting marches. I mean,
does that worry you? Do you think that we should, you know, relax and take everything for granted as to what we've achieved since those first 78 marches, or do you think that we always need to be?
Vigilant. Even the right to march here in Victoria, you don't need a police permit to march. In New South Wales, they're making it harder. I don't know what the 78ers from Sydney think about that.
So, well, I'm like, all right, we had a permit back in 1978. I think we need to have permits, from someone who worked in local government for 45 years, but I think there needs to be a bit of freedom as well. As long as it's safe for others, there's nobody getting harmed or anything. Do we need them? Probably not. But it just depends on the parade, the march we're talking about, I think.
I'm with Mark and Rebel from the 78ers here at our live broadcast of the 2026 Pride Parade. I want to ask you both, when you come to a parade like today, or march, we should call it, like today, and you see all these groups going down, all the support, all the community groups that perhaps didn't exist back then, I'm not sure, or maybe they did exist, but they weren't really well known. How do you feel?
Proud. Proud of what we did, basically.
Mm. Yeah, if you sort of put us back in our shoes in 78 and imagine where we are today, I just couldn't, couldn't conceive it.
No, I think it's great.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for what you did in 78 and also for still coming along and representing the community. And we really appreciate everything that you've done for us. So thank you.
Can I just say, our eldest is 94.
94.
So Harry is 94 and I'm the youngest, 16 and 8. Well, I'm 63 now, but yeah.
So we still stay in touch.
Yeah, and we have lunches in Sydney at the Terminus Hotel once a month and we all still, but unfortunately we are dying off, so we have to make sure we're still marching in the next 10 years, 50 years.
Well, we're glad you're marching today and we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Mark and Rebel from the 78ers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.